Right, so I'm here again with Ray Morris, but this time we're in Brighton, not Portsmouth this time.
That's right. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm really well, how are you?
See, I'm alright, but I do have to ask, you know, we're based in Southampton. First time I interviewed was Portsmouth, now it's Brighton. Have I said something to offend you? Because we're getting further and further away.
Yeah, next time we'll have to meet in Blackpool.
No, I can't drive that far.
Absolutely not. No, I don't know. Yeah, it's funny how these tours, they do strange things to us all, don't they?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, how was Georgia, especially the Portsmouth show, how was that one?
It was wonderful, yeah. That Portsmouth show was really weird, just because of the venue. I've never been in the Pyramids before.
Oh, it's a nice venue.
And I was really kind of, the carpet on the floor kind of made me feel like I was in a school disco. And then like they were selling like hot dogs in the corner, which was again...
That's
like,
a new thing.
Is that a new thing?
Yeah, that's a new thing.
I liked it though, we had a good time.
Did you have a hot dog?
I didn't have a hot dog. But I think my tour manager had a hot dog, so at least one of us did.
Yeah. Also, the first time we met, You really wouldn't give any information about the album at all. Like,
oh, yeah.
I've got an album, it's coming out, there's songs on it.
Yeah, that's true, oh my gosh. Yeah, because that was, so I'd not even announced the title of it or anything.
No, there was nothing.
I think it was coming so soon, and
it was
like,
literally the next week.
I was desperate to tell you, but wasn't allowed to, which is annoying. But it's out.
How happy are you with it now that it's out there and everyone knows and everyone owns it?
It's a wonderful feeling. Yeah, at that time when I spoke to you last, I was also, you know, so excited, and that's why it's quite frustrating that for such a long time I'd had to keep it under wraps. And,
yeah.
And now that people have it, I do feel very kind of relieved and just thankful that the reaction has been so good.
Yeah, no, it's a great album. Yeah. It's a great album, though.
Thank you very much, I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
So, also, you're heading out on your first sold out UK tour. That's got to be quite a cool feeling.
It is, you know, it's a massive thing, and I guess I never really realised until now that things not selling out always did kind of, you know, it was just not, it just wasn't quite complete. Like, touring is my favourite thing, but to have a tour that is sold out just completely finishes the puzzle. And I think we've noticed such a difference, just, you know, me and my band, like, being on the stage, just it's so different when it's sold out and when people are really there to see you. And it's been the best tour so far. It's been great.
And we also had a massive difference since now people have the album, so they've got, you know, before they knew, like, the singles, Cold Under the Shadow, things like that, but now everyone's got the album. Do you think, do you see a different reaction in the crowd?
I do a little, yeah, a little bit. There's still kind of a lot of people that you can tell are just discovering you for the first time, and they maybe just got the album and they're kind of just getting to know it. But there are, like, the dedicated, hardcore people that kind of show up at a lot of the gigs and they know all the words, and that's such a surreal thing, because it's not something, when you write a song, it's not something you imagine that people are going to know the words to it, you know.
I was in bands many years ago, but I was a drummer, so
didn't
really have anything to do with the singing.
Well,
but when people, we had about two people that knew the words, so they were singing back. I thought that was really cool.
It is cool.
Granted, they were the girlfriend and the brother of the lead singer, so
doesn't matter whoever it is. It doesn't matter. Yeah. No, it's a big thing, and it's very very touching. Mm.
So for me, the best, my favourite song on the album. So it keeps changing every time I listen.
Okay.
But Love Again.
Oh, you like Love Again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wonderful. That's good.
I can't guess what the meaning of that song is, but like, where did it come from?
You know, I think probably what you guessed is different, because where it actually came from was that it was the very end of the process of making the album, and everything else was recorded and finished and ready to go, really. And I was under quite a lot of pressure to kind of find another song. I could write one more song and keep going and keep finding it. And I was really, really looking too hard to find this thing that was the final piece of the puzzle. That's where the lyric, like, looking too hard for something comes from. And it was to kind of, to find that song and to find something that I was passionate about, and that I would, because I was feeling kind of like frustrated with the end of the process.
Yeah.
And that's where it came from.
For me at the moment, it's my favourite one.
Oh,
every time I go through, I always have to skip back to start again.
That's really good to hear. Thank you. That's amazing.
Well, I do have a question though, because I am a man of physics and maths.
Okay.
How can something be under a shadow?
Wow, you know what? Like, it's very metaphorical. I'm a woman of words and English, and I'm definitely not like mathematical at all. But it's a good question. It's not.
It's not
correct. There's a lot of things in my songs that aren't actually correct. But it's testament to my poor education.
Yeah, that, I wouldn't say that was a good question. That was a really rubbish question, but I had
to ask it. I liked it. It's a good question.
So, the album is now out. People have got it. The tour's gone mental. Everyone's gone mental for it. What is next? What is your now plan? Because, you know, the singles are out, the album's out, you're touring. Are you maybe looking forward to festivals?
Yeah, everyone's always looking forward to festivals. I think, like, even just, you know, I bet you are as well. And, like, it, I feel like festivals now that February's in, there's not really much else to look forward to. Okay, better get some festival tickets.
Right, the album's out now. Oh, well, I've got nothing else to look forward to. Oh, it's Christmas in a few months.
No, it's wonderful because I was kind of... Everything was about leading up to the album, so it has been a bit like, oh, okay, what happens now?
Yeah.
But I'm just actually feeling really creative, and I'm trying to do as much writing as possible now at this stage while everything's free and kind of like I don't have any constraints or things to write to you know, I've got no kind of boundaries, and I feel like for the first time ever, really, I'm kind of like free to do whatever I want, really, like with the terms of, you know, creativity and writing and. I'm just trying to get, like, just do as much creative stuff as possible.
That's good. So the future is very bright.
Well, I think whatever happens, I feel very positive about the future. I think, like, I've made an album, which is a dream. So anything that happens on top of that, again, is going to be, like, it's just all very wonderful, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's really nice to hear, though. Because you kind of just, like I said, when I was in bands, we kind of always thought about, oh, we'll make an album one day, then.
Yeah.
You know, everyone left and became accountants and things like that, you know. But to actually get to that point and actually have a release and have such a positive reaction, has got to be just like...
Yeah. It is. I was kind of... There's a lot of factors that everybody considers, and whether it's the charts or, like, the commercial success or... But for me, it was the kind of, like, I guess the critical, like what people in the industry thought of it as well. And the reaction in that way has been, so overwhelming. I've not read the reviews or anything, but I think...
Cool.
Well, I heard that they were okay, so I was like, okay, that's cool. That's all I need to do, and I think that's all that matters now is to kind of like go, just keep doing that and keep doing more of the same. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I was it's exciting time for you, and I'm very happy that you allowed us to be a part of it. Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll see you again soon at some point.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.